South Dakota's Secretary of Education is reflecting on a recent trip to Africa. Melody Schopp is set to be the next president of the Council of Chief State School Officers, and she went to Malawi last week through the U.S. Department of State. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina has this report on Schopp's experience.
State Education Secretary Melody Schopp says students in Malawi learn in classrooms of more than 100 kids, and they don't have bright, colorful classrooms like she sees in South Dakota. She says she saw this while touring African schools.
And what's really striking is that there is really nothing in them. You know, it's just blank walls, little paint, desks. In the private one, there was electricity, but no running water. But in the government one, there was, you know, no electricity and no running water. So you think about those types of conditions. Even more so to know that the children to come to the school oftentimes had to walk. You know, there's no public transportation for them to come, you know, anywhere from an hour or might be even more than an hour to get there.
Schopp says she can't shake the experience of watching young boys try to sell mice so they had money to eat and having children crave the clean bottled water she carried. She says teachers in Malawi make little money, but people in the United States can consider how African communities view educators.
Teachers are viewed with a lot of high regard and respect. And this is something I continually hear from educators across our state and across the nation, that, you know, the honor and the respect of the profession is waning over time. And so they have the same conversations about how we make sure that our educators are receiving that.
Schopp says few of South Dakota's education strategies translate to educators who don't even have enough books for students. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.